back in central and northwestern Illinois, the Farm Bill isn't just a piece of legislation. It's deeply ingrained in the fiber of who we are and what we believe. Because of that, I'm here to speak about the need for a Farm Bill that not only supports our family farmers today, but keeps them sustainable for generations to come. In every conversation, every farm visit, every ag roundtable that I've participated in, the number one thing that I hear is the need for stronger and expanded crop insurance. A life-changing tool for Midwestern farmers, it protects our communities from increasingly extreme weather and international economic uncertainty. Just this week, I was talking with Jeff. He's a corn farmer from Mercer County, Illinois. He reiterated that crop insurance is the number one priority for his family farm and his community. Crop insurance ensures that he has the flexibility to invest in new technology and increasing his yields. Farmers, including Jeff, trusted me as a meteorologist to track the once-in-a-lifetime derecho that moved across eastern Iowa and western Illinois in August of 2020. Crop insurance helped them survive, especially for centennial farms. Strengthening crop insurance isn't just about providing a safety net for our family farmers, but it also supports our broader agricultural economy and our food supply chain. We can't think about lowering the cost of food prices without recognizing the critical role that crop insurance plays. So my number one priority is to take what I hear from my constituents and fight for them right here. But that means that the substantial increase in reference prices for southern states does nothing to help my farmers back home. I believe we need to level the playing field for Midwestern producers who are more susceptible to drought, flash flood, and heat. I have made it crystal clear since day one in office, I support strengthening crop insurance and reference prices.